SBS Radio.
Не всеки счита себе си за художник, но все пак рисуването е нещо, което всички сме правили като деца. Проучванията са установили, че изразяването на нашето въображение чрез артистични средства е едновременно психически и физически полезно, особено когато хората остаряват. Халина Покора още от дете в Полша обича изкуството, но обстоятелствата на живота ѝ се я възпрепятствали да осъществи своята мечта, докато тази година, след като е отгледала 3 деца и сега е баба на 4 внука, тя отново взе четката за рисуване в ръка.
I wanted to go to the art school, but my parents were very like conservative and they said art is not giving you the money for your bread. So they sent me to the electronic college. So I finished the electronic college and they had children. We came to Australia.
На 59 години Халина работи като дизайнер в Бризбън. Работата ѝ включва прецизни технически чертежи и дава голямо удовлетворение. Изкуството, от друга страна, я пренася в един различен свят, за който тя казва, че е чакала през целия си живот.
My professional is a drafter, but I'm the computer drafter, so not much really by hand drafting, but the drawings with the landscaping or people features actually interesting me very much and I love it. And after about 40 years I'm going back to do something what I loved doing when I was a little kid.
Халина не се смята за талантлив художник, но магията на акварелите, с които започна отново да рисува, пленяват нейното въображение.
I'm not very good at all. Like I'm learning, like I'm still learning how to mix the colors, but it's like when I'm doing the painting or I do some sketches, I switch off from the whole entire my life. Like it's like it's good, it's very relaxing. Like I love it.
Учител на Халина е Щепан Урбанович, който споделя подобна съдба с нея. Неговата страст към рисуването задълго е била погребена заради страх от неизвестното.
Probably that same sort of voices were whispering in my ear. It was a hard journey being an artist and making a good living from it was difficult. I suppose that was one of the considerations at the time. I chose to do architecture instead.
След повече от 20 години като архитект и илюстратор, проектиращ сгради за градове в цяла Азия, Щепан решава, че отново е време да изцапа ръцете си не само с маслени и акрилни бои от палитрата.
Watercolor was right at the top of the list of difficult medium to control, to understand. And that's probably why I'm still pursuing it. Every day is a buzz, and the way I enjoy painting watercolor is on plein air, which is going outdoors, out into nature, whether it's an urban environment or whether it's out in a park or on the coast or in the forest somewhere.
Дори на 52 години очите на Щепан светват, когато той говори за живопис.
Look, I get up with a lot of energy and zest and eagerness. The first thing I do, I look out the window to see what sort of light there is, because the best time for me to paint is either early in the morning or late in the afternoon, when the quality of the light outdoors has that warm glow. Whether it's you're getting up in the morning and I look over Brisbane and see whether it's a misty day or a full-on bright orange morning, I'm up and I'm out with my kit into the car. Say good morning to my wife, leave her a coffee on the kitchen bench, and I'm out.
Състоянието на радост и удовлетворение е точно това, което Маргарет Рола иска пациентите и с деменция да преживеят в двата дома за възрастни хора в Нов Южен Уелс, в които тя прилага своята 12-седмична програма за рисуване. Резултатите, които тя постига с програмата си, са забележителни при хора с физически и когнитивни увреждания.
people who were impaired in some way, either sight impaired or hearing. Some people couldn't talk properly through stroke problems, limitations. They could all have their own voice in that visual way. They could get across their feelings through art making. I found people with dementia in particular, the ones who were very agitated, they became calmer while they were doing art.
Маргарет споделя историята на една възрастна двойка, която успяла да съживи връзката си чрез изкуството. Съпругът ходил на уроци по рисуване и един ден решил да вземе жена си, която била с напреднала деменция.
And she'd just sit at the back of the group and not participate at all and just stare blankly at the walls. This just went on for years. He came to me this day, he said, the previous week, she actually sat with him and she drew spontaneously. It was of a water tank from their property that they used to live on. And he was just absolutely like bowled over and thought this is just incredible. And so he ended up buying her own art materials for home and she was participating with him every week.
Идеята за проекта на Маргарет Рола се появява след рязкото влошаване на състоянието на майка и в старчески дом.
To this day, I blame it on the depression that she went into because there was just nothing there to stimulate her at all. That just had this burning ember inside of me all these years. And when my father actually went into aged care and I was looking around and seeing the activities or lack of or just these blank faces, I thought, there's got to be more to end of life.
Що се отнася до Щепан, той е намерил красив баланс между архитектурното си творчество, акварела и помагането на други хора като Халина да изследват своите творчески страни. Щепан насърчава хората чрез някаква форма на изкуство да открият тази част от себе си, която не са познавали досега и така да подобрят здравето си.
There is never a one answer or a one singular direction, you know, when one starts to paint. But what it does do, it starts to open up doors and opportunities. But like in life, you know, if you don't try, you never know. But if once you've tried and you get some form of excitement or energy, you know, it just builds momentum for other things in your life as well.
sbs.com.au